Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network with our special weekly segments around body confidence, LOA style. And before we get into what someone wrote us about the other day about wrists, Sharon, I give you the platform to say whatever you want to share.
Thank you, Stephanie. Well, I just wanted to share with everybody a little bit about what coaching is. Stephanie and I do coaching, and the beauty of coaching is that it's a collaborative thing. That means that it's a co-creation. We work with anybody who wants to just go to their next level or play better in a certain area. And that's the fun. And if anybody is interested in a free little sample of it, Stephanie and I both offer a little taste of coaching. And if you're interested, you can email me or Stephanie. My email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And that's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And you could just write in the subject matter, you know, radio show, and I'll pick it up right away and I'll know. And again, my email address is Sharon, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And we love those letters. Right, Steph? Don't we love those letters?
Yeah, we do love the letters. And it's very interesting because I like how you just prefaced what you do with what coaching is. And for me, it's just having those conversations. And I've gone to Coach U University and I've been 20 years with coaching, and I know that there's so many tools and techniques out there that could help anyone on any level if there is chemistry between the two of us. And you could reach me at bodyawe.com, and also my toll-free number 866-76-COACH. And again, I'll reiterate what Sharon put on the table. We want to hear something that is a challenge from you. You can contact either Sharon or myself or both of us, and then we bring it to the radio show. And then thereafter, we can then have a private session between the two of us. So Sharon, this wonderful lady wrote to us last week, my business partner and I tend to disagree about what is okay to take risks to grow our business. So she is coming from a place where she wants, her coaching challenge is she wants to understand how to have a better relationship with her partner so that they both can take the risks and move their business forward. That's how I saw it. So would there be a question that you would want to ask her to start things off?
So she's in a partnership, and she finds that difficulty communicating her. What can you clarify a little bit, because I know you got the letter there, and what is she?
Okay, let me give you her words. Thank you. Sometimes I find myself keeping quiet about what I really think because I'm afraid that if I speak up, the conflict I create will be worse for a business than taking a risk. There's a lot going on in that.
Yeah, a lot going on over there. It sounds like she feels safer to stay quiet. It feels safer to just stay quiet and go along with whatever the stronger partner might
yes,
have.
But as I can interject,
yeah,
her real body confidence will be served if she speaks up.
Right.
She'll feel better in her body. She'll be happier.
Her own body confidence. She's denying her opinions. And I personally, you know, scratching my head on this, but I really think that could really hurt a business.
It could hurt any relationship. I mean, we're both also, married, right? So what happens when you don't speak up?
Right.
Or what happens when you do speak up?
Right. What happens, right. But you know what? What happens is confrontation. And I know that
confrontation.
Certain people are that will avoid it like the plague. Certain personalities, but then there's something to, then you lose something in life.
Well, since we're both married, would you be happy to go into that environment where we both have a relationship with other people in our family? Yeah. So when you want to speak up and your body says, go for it, Sharon, go for it. And your mind goes, well, if you do that, there's going to be people who are upset.
Right.
What do you do?
I can tell you for many years, I was just like the I was just like the letter
not
writer.
Too many years. You're not that old. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, but what it is I think that what happened when I didn't have body confidence, when I really wasn't comfortable in my skin, I also would say, nah, it's not worth it. I'm just going to, whatever she wants. It's
I
not,
know,
it's,
but your body would be saying, oh, what's wrong with you? Yes, why are you doing this to me? You have to speak up.
Kicking my butt all over the place.
I know. You probably got indigestion or something.
Yes. Not healthy. Not a good idea. It was definitely a mistake. And I wish that I had the confidence that I have today. I mean, I'm not.
I know, but can you think of a situation? I know I'm putting you on the stage here. Okay.
Yeah.
A situation where you held yourself back or you didn't hold yourself back. You went for it and things turned out all right.
Yeah. I think I can tell you many situations. It's going a little blank, but it's going to come to me. But I'm going to tell you many situations. I had many situations in my past that I would just stay quiet and say, you know what? It's not worth the fight. I'm just going to, and I would have that feeling in my body. But today I feel like, well, maybe it's, you know, with age or with the confidence of whatever strength of exercise or whatever it is that changed in my life. Today, I can tell you that I'm more likely to say, no, this is how I feel. This is what I think. I definitely attribute it to moving more, being more confident about my body, knowing who I am, knowing who I am today, whereas maybe in the past I really didn't, I wanted to just fit in.
Okay, so you say who you are, you put it out to the world. Okay, I'll put it on myself right now. We're in the process of getting a purchase that is a highly expensive purchase. Okay. It will make my life very nice. So we're weighing the expense with the quality that we're going to receive from this purchase.
Right.
So my body says, if you don't do this, Stephanie, I'm going to be miserable. Okay. And right. Stephanie, if you do this purchase, you will be very happy and it's going to be worth it. Mm. But now there's conflict.
Right.
So when you hear a client have conflict, what kind of questions do you ask her so that she can weave through it so that...
Right. So it's right. So what we want to do is we want to bring awareness, because I think that at that point that whether she's going to fight or she's going to flight, at the moment that that's happening and the stress kicks in, she is not really aware of what she's thinking. I think that what happens when a person is stressed is they're not in their best brain. They're not in their body. They just want to, have a stress response, flight or fight, or maybe just freeze. And so by asking the questions that will get her to realize what her thought process is and bring her back into her body, she gains the awareness that she needs to make the proper decision, whether to, you know, speak her mind, and also to create a plan to speak her mind wisely, so that she doesn't.
I would ask a question like, okay, if you decide, going back to my situation, if you decide to make this expensive proposition to make your life better, how would that make you feel?
Right.
So what do you think she might say?
And so maybe she would say, I'm going to guess. Let's say it's a pool, right? It's going to be a hot summer and you want a pool. That's a big expense. And that could be one of the things. And you're saying, I'll exercise with it. I'll feel good. It's a hot summer. I'll go out more. I'll spend time on the, in the outdoors instead of being at home in the heat. I'll have friends over. So these are the things that are going through my mind when, you know, let's say making this big purchase. I think that you need to know what you want, how it's going to make you feel, and then give I messages. Do you know about I messages?
Well, I just want to go back a notch because we were talking about conflict, okay? So she says what she wants and her partner says, no, I don't really get that. So there's conflict. Now what?
Right.
What as a coach do you ask then?
Right. So what is the coach? So what... The with the coach, what we do is really try to get the answers from the client, right? The answer is never going to come from a coach. It's always going to come from the client. So we just need to ask.
So you want me to ask the question, or you can think of a question? I would say, what would you most want to live with? The conflict with your partner or being satisfied with your body in the pool?
Right. Well, that's a rough answer.
Why? I don't think so at all.
Yes. So let's say we say.
Okay, you could do one or the other. We could play role with either one.
Okay, so let's say I want to be happy in the pool, but then every time I come into the house, I'm miserable with my husband.
Not necessarily.
He's upset and he's like, you know, maybe stressed.
Why would he be stressed with you being in the pool? See, it comes full circle with when, as a coach, instead of explaining what you do as a coach, what would be the questions you would ask? And I'm asking, okay, how would it feel to come home every day, jump in the pool, even though your partner really wasn't into the expense of it?
Right. So I think that where I'd put my energy is creating a plan to talk to the spouse. I think that at this point,
what would you say to your spouse? You come back, you're thrilled to death, you're jumping in the pool, you're happy as a peanut pod.
Right. So that's
and
exactly,
he's giving you a look.
Right. So that is exactly. So in the convincing process, in the process that now you have to sell this idea, there's strategizing that could be done, and the best way to do that is first understanding the person we're talking about. So let's say it's the husband. We first need to ask the appropriate questions to get the client to understand why the husband feels the way he does. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's safety. He's afraid for kids coming into the pool, or maybe.
Yeah, but they've already bought the pool. She got the sales. She already has the pool. She's happy as a peanut pod.
Oh, she's this. I thought this was the discussion about the pool.
No, it's done. It's done.
Oh, it's a done deal.
I'm just moving things the world, you know, and he's giving her a look.
Right. Oh, he's upset because he feels that he'd lost. Uh-huh. So here's what this is the angle that I would choose. Choose if the man feels that he lost, then what's a good idea to give him opportunities to win? Maybe he's feeling like he just needs some winning. And so that's something that can be strategized. We can strategize opportunities to make him feel like he won through that instead of feel like he lost. You know, if every time he comes near the pool, you jump in his arms and you give him 100 kisses and say, I love this. This is the most amazing thing ever. And I'll give you a massage by the pool. Let me give you a massage. I'm so happy. This makes me so happy. I think that deep down, our spouses really, really, really want to make us happy, and they want to be the hero.
So what you're saying, basically, you know, the message before we wrap up here, and before we wrap up, Sharon, tell people how to contact you, please.
Oh, okay. So you could contact me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. And that's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And love your letters. Love to hear from all of you. And definitely offering a free mini session to anybody from the show that asks for one. Stephanie and I both do that. We definitely love your questions and we bring them out to the show. How about you, Steph?
Bodyawe, bodyawe.com. You can go on the site, get my Body and Knowledge System playbook, see some ebooks, contact me, and you can also contact me at 866-76-COACH, coach. And again, both Sharon and myself love feedback from you. And also we also want to give you a sample coaching session, which would be very uplifting and an experience that you would totally enjoy. So the message that I get from this is lighten up.
Yes.
Just lighten up, okay? You know, all the things that people bring to me with their coaching scenarios, sometimes it's just like, chill out, lighten up, just love each other and go forward with whatever you have to do. I mean, a purchase might be too expensive with this one woman, but at the same time, she got her wish, so let's both enjoy it.
Right, and also, I think that, you know, at that point, realize that it might be that the spouse doesn't like to lose. And feels like, you know, maybe he's even.
I don't know. I haven't asked a question to the spouse because I'm only coaching the wife.
Feeling, you know, hey, you know, I was totally cut out of this deal, and I all I have is money to lose in it. So now it's a good opportunity to make him realize how happy he's made you, and he's, you know, make him say, hey, you know, that was a good purchase. Look at my happy wife.
Well, we know that in law of attraction, where we reframe things, how we look at things. So something that he thought was too expensive was something that would make the both of them happy. That's a total reframe.
Right, exactly. Give him a reframe right.
That's
there.
That's nice.
He's going to be like, oh yeah, that was a good move I made. Good money well spent. Look at that smile.
There you go. I love it how you say things. So I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.